Rico here, your friendly neighborhood witch. Now, I know what you're thinking, but you're safe here. It's okay to not be okay, and self-love is always going to be the best love. Self-care is going to be the best care. Now, join me as we let out some steam, become a little less stressed and more carefree. Come join me over our weekend detox, and let's detox together, because we always want to protect our energy.
All right. Welcome back to Reiku's Weekend Detox. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? Not one, but two episodes back to back with the audio introduction right back on the scene. And guess what? You guys actually get a not one, but two episodes of me and the wonderful uncle of mine, Terry, on this episode today. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about Coach Stormy. I know that you guys probably have seen the video storming around a little bit, but before we go ahead and talk about it a little bit in discussion, I'm gonna go ahead and bring my uncle on here to introduce himself. He needs no introduction, but I'm gonna go ahead and let him have an introduction real quick.
Like you said, I need no introduction. I really hope everybody is having an amazing day and enjoy this wonderful podcast that we have for you guys.
So I'm gonna go ahead here. I have been scouring the internet for this lovely, lovely video, and we're gonna kind of play a little bit of the audio because, again, it's been kind of circulating around a little bit. I'm not even going to hold you guys. A lot of people may have heard it, and some people have not. I'm going to go ahead and make sure that you guys can kind of get a glimpse of Coach Stormy. Now, Coach Stormy basically talked about, if I quote, where she was at a cookout with some of her friends, and one girl who was sitting next to her basically was talking about she had a nice plate of healthy food, you know, a hot dog or a hamburger, you know, some corn, some chicken, some shrimp, you know, as a typical barbecue fashion. And Coach Stormy was basically going in on her, talking about, you couldn't pay me to have a plate like that, because that plate literally is giving me very much low vibration vibes. So a quick question for you before I play this audio and for people to understand what I'm talking about. What do you know what low vibrations mean?
I do not know.
Oh, okay. So according to what, you know, us quote unquote woke people is, when we talk about low vibrations, we're talking about like low energy or low foods or low people to be around, like low, it's almost equivalent of saying ghetto behavior for us faux woke people, or for us woke quote unquote people, because I can't call myself faux woke, or you hot steps. Let me go ahead and tell you. But literally, when they talk about low vibrations, it's almost saying like brought about by negative emotions, disempowering thoughts or beliefs, poor health, lack of spiritual awareness. Low vibrations are basically, you know, things that can cause stress and disease in a person. So basically, you basically calling your friend fat without calling her fat. You try to make it sound so elaborate and spiritually awoken by basically saying, you couldn't pay me to eat a fat plate and look like I'm a slob like that. Like, literally, without saying those words, that's exactly what she said. So I'm going to go ahead, and because I am adamant on making sure we find this audio for you guys, I'm gonna go ahead and quickly play it so we can hear quote unquote what this lovely influencer said, talking about a low vibration plate. Because again, this has been circulating by storm, and a lot of people have literally been eating away at this this quote unquote video for a good minute. Let's see if I can find the video, because she went in on it.
You couldn't even pay me to do this. They put this on my plate. I will not let, no, I don't do what they do. I do what I do. I'm the visionary. I believe it. But she's my coach. I would never eat a plate that looked like this. You couldn't even pay me $1 million to do that to myself.
Oh, my God.
I deserve better than that. That's low vibration. And you took it. I would have been like, I'm playing like that. I'll tell you what I want. You'll tell me what I want.
So my thought process is, if you put it on my plate, but I don't have to eat it, I got the distance.
I won't even look at it. That make you look bad. I'm a queen. Queen's plate can lay.
If we have two plates, we play together, and say, who's royalty? They will say this person.
Mm. I agree.
That's a good rat.
This is serious though.
Yeah, because it's a lot of people that just let people give them what they want them to have. And they accept it. And Storm is teaching me right now.
Yeah.
Cold Storm is teaching me, don't accept what they put on your plate.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you guys have heard from the audio clip, if you have not watched the video, it's everywhere circulating on Twitter as well as Instagram. As a person who is a spiritualist and who's been doing this since she was like 16 years old, I can honestly tell you, in my 30s, I have so many people in social media that is influencers who quote unquote want to use this whole high, as they, what is they call them? They call the dudes the hot steps, and women now too. They call them the hot steps. Talk about, you can't be black if you happen to partake in the white man's, that, like, literally, I'm like, yo, could you stop? Can, like, no, like, let me enjoy my life. Why are you telling me I can't partake in crystals? And you know, the white man basically used Christianity for slavery. I'm aware of that. That's why I'm not a Christian. Why are you trying to preach to me like I don't already know this? Why are you just not eating your food? But the whole concept of this video, it's like this woman basically coached Stormy. And I don't really stay in celebrities' business, but I even joked around because Twitter was just like, went on. I'm like, bruh, I'm one of those people at 3 o'clock in the morning. Give me a low vibration plate in a heartbeat. Let me fuck up and go to a barbecue. I have a to-go plate.
Exactly.
A whole to-go container. I come to my parents' house with to-go containers. I go to my family's house on Thanksgiving with to-go containers. Like, you think I'm not playing? Like, I have low vibrations all day, but that doesn't dictate me being a less person. It's scientifically proven, as of recently, people who are vegetarian are more likely to be depressed than a person who is not eating beef. Ironically, I'm not saying anything to you, because I know you don't really eat beef product. You don't eat steak. But it's just like, it's been scientifically proven as of recently, because we're not getting the adequate proteins and vitamins that we need, that we have been conditioned and evolved to receive as human beings. So a person, this woman, she literally on her plate had like two wings. It looked like she had two little measly ass shrimps and a thing of corn, like a little small little corn, ear of corn. And then her friend over here with a hamburger, hot dog, some chicken. She's like, oh, they just put this on my plate. And you know how some people are. You are deflective, because the thing is, you chose this. You say, oh, they just put it on my plate. And you trying to do it, and you had all these women sitting around you just eating it up. And that's that whole sheep mindset. And I hate to say cult mentality, but that's essentially what that is. You sitting here listening to this woman who's built, looking gorgeous, looking beautiful. Because Coach Stormy looks, she looks amazing. If you've seen the video, she looks like she fit. But any person who hits the gym will honestly tell you, yes, they do weight management. Some people used to sit here and eat like 3 or 4 steaks a day when they used to bulk up for protein. But the thing is, like, you can't sit here and just listen to every single person when it comes to like what you should have and not have in your life. And the thing is, a lot of people are even saying that low vibrations, like a lot of faux woke people out here nowadays, you got to be very careful about that. So I'm gonna ask my uncle this. Have you ever dated a woman who's a spiritualist?
No.
So you've never dated the only person you've ever dealt with who's a spiritualist and talk about healing vibes and shit is me.
I've dealt with somebody who, well, I was friends with somebody who was a spiritualist, but dating, no.
So the thing is, so you haven't dealt with any of them people talking about, well, you know, you can't partake in certain things because this is the white man's, you know, this, that, and the other. And that's the equivalent of, okay, cool. So social media, I instantly exited the chat, bro. Like, logged out. We good. So here's exactly that part. So here's the kicker when it comes down to this. I'm gonna go ahead and say it like this. Social media makes it so easy to get misinformation. Because and the thing is, I'm not telling people what they should and shouldn't eat. Like, me and my uncle, we had this conversation about this subject earlier today, because when I told him, like, this is going to be an episode, he was like, okay. And I already started tangling at that point, because my uncle knows how I am when I get heated about a subject. And I always have to remind people, I am healing, not healed. So I'm still ghetto, very, very ghetto. But I'm very logical about my ghetto. You feel me? So I'm going to let you know, I like to eat. I may not be the small. Hey, shut the fuck up. I may not be the skinniest person in the world, but I'm damn sure not the fattest. I'm damn sure not going to.
Some people like being fat. Some people like that. But that's what they want to be.
Exactly. But the thing is, who am I to tell you how to live your life? The thing is, for you to sit here and basically, without so many words, basically saying that's hood rat mentality, why are you judging? And the thing is, this is what pisses me off a lot. A lot of people who are influencers and a lot of people who have that kind of power in this platform. And I get that as a person who has a podcast, I'm already on a platform, I'm on a soapbox, quote unquote. And my uncle being on my podcast, he has a soapbox, essentially. So we can speak our minds, say what the fuck we want to say, this, that, and the third. But the thing is, about my podcast and about the things that I try to influence people on, is I want you to be true to yourself. I want you to be honest with yourself. I'm never going to tell you, oh, you need to stop eating that because that's hood rat mentality. And I'm going to say that, hold on, let me try that statement again. Let me try that with a little bit more oomph, like from Chirac, like I am. That's hood rat mentality, eating a plate like that. That's low vibrations. The thing is, like, I'm not going to tell you no shit like that. I'm not the friend you come and tell me or ask me, are these jeans going to make my ass look bad? I'm going to ask you this question before I answer your question. I'm going to ask you, are you wanting your ass to look big, or you want me to tell you the truth? Because I'm not going to let you look like a fool. Now, when it comes to eating, I don't know what your situation is at home to tell you don't eat a plate like that. This woman was eating all the food. She's like, oh, I did. Like, she instantly got defensive because she didn't want her friend to embarrass her on fucking camera. The moment the camera came out, you were eating the food and you were picking because you could see the barbecue sauce on this woman's fingers. The moment the camera came out, they put this on my own plate. If I sat here, I wouldn't let them put that on my plate. No. Your friend allowed them to put that on her plate, and the moment you sat here and the camera came out and you decided to be on your motherfucking soapbox, now she defending you, talking about, no, she right. She trying to school and educate me. She want to make sure I'm at my best. Honey, what if, and I'm going to tell you like this. I had a lot of friends who are vegan tell me to go vegan. I tried, and I'm not going to bash vegans. I can't. But the thing is, I actually ended up in the hospital because I lacked certain vitamins and minerals that my body needed before I found out that I had endometriosis. I actually ended up in the hospital from lack of the proper vitamins and minerals I need. And I was taking multivitamins every day. And I was taking certain vitamins every day. But my body was not retaining the vitamins that I was getting from meat, that I was getting from the actual vitamins itself. I ended up in the hospital because of that. So I had to stop my journey on being a vegan. So I can do vegan meals here and there, but I can't do it all the time. Plus the fact that being most vegan meals has coconut oil in it, and I'm not about to be in nobody's emergency room. That's just not going to happen. But who am I to tell you what you should and should not consume?
I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat.
Exactly. I literally Black Twitter went in talk about me at 3 a.m. eating my low vibration plate, and it was a chunky baby, and it was the cutest little chunkster sitting here like fishing through a Popeyes box. I was like, shit, me too. Like, that'd be my ass too at 3 a.m. Like, I'm so sorry, partner. God forbid, if I'm ever at the point where I'm having a midnight craving, you better hope and pray there's some fruits and vegetables in the house, because if not, I'm like, yo, let's go to Taco Bell at 3 a.m. I'll even fucking hit up a Popeyes or a Wendy's, bruh. God forbid. Like, just pray that we don't live together, because this is why I have to buy fruit. Because if I don't buy fruit,
I'll always hit at 3 in the morning.
Shit, it is the best at 3 in the morning. It don't hit any other time like it does after 1 a.m. I feel like after 1 a.m., Taco Bell just hit different. It hit different, bruh. So, it's just like, but that's the same thing. Like, when it comes to certain things in people's lives, I feel like if it's honestly not killing them, the only time I would intervene and start talking about that low vibration shit is if you are my friend and you are literally doing heavy, heavy drugs, and as clear as day, you look like a drug addict. That's when I would try to dictate and talk about that's low vibrations. But when it comes to food, I don't know what your household situation is. I don't know what's going on. This might be the first meal you had all fucking day.
Yeah.
Who am I to tell you not to eat? And the thing is, I had to say, because Keita Rose said it best. She's another influencer. She's like basically like the thing that she was trying to say in not so many words is that don't let anybody put on your plate that you don't want to fucking take. Which, again, in metaphorically speaking, you could have done it a lot better versus the way that Coach Stormy said it. The thing is, like, she said it so aggressive, and this is supposed to be the person you friends with, that you're surrounding yourself with, and you just basically put her down. Like, that's not the kind of company you fucking want to keep. You feel me?
I wouldn't keep that type of company either.
And the thing is, like, people put themselves on these little soapboxes and think that shit's cool. They think that shit's sweet. But in all actuality, like, who am I to tell you how to live your life? I'm not telling you how to live your life. If you come to me for advice, that's when I give you advice. But if you come into me to vent, like, when my friends come to me, and it's real fucked up because I've gotten into the habit of this. I'm like, hey, they're like, hey, can I talk? Like, is this a venting thing, or is this you need an advice? And I literally give them the floor. If they tell me it's venting, I let them vent. If it's like where they sit here and they pose a question and ask me something, then I'll like, do you want my honest opinion? And I make sure before I go through it, because who am I to tell you how to live? Who am I to tell you how to love? Who am I to tell you what to put in your body? Now, if it's not killing you or putting you in an early grave, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you nothing. Like, I don't tell the people I care about, like, to stop doing something. Like, if I notice it's affecting your health, yes, I'm going to notice something. I'm going to say something because I care about you enough to say something. But if it's to the point where, like, you sitting here eating a healthy plate of food, baby, who the fuck am I to tell you anything? I don't bash my friends for eating pork. I damn sure don't. I don't eat it. Whatever, if it makes you happy, I like it, that's just it. I'm not gonna do that to you. Because ultimately, who am I to tell you how to live your life? I can't live your life for you. Now, if you come to me for advice, my whole, the philosophy that I have, and I still live to this day, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. The thing is, if you want somebody to help you and you asking them for advice, and that's when you you go to them for advice. Minus that, leave that shit be. Walk away from that shit. Don't talk about that shit. Let that go. If they come to you vent, let them vent. But don't tell them, oh, you shouldn't be doing XYZ because that's bad for you. Like, that's like me going to my friend who keeps getting BBLs every fucking week. The doctor already told you the health risks. You decide to keep doing it. So as your friend, why am I going to keep telling you what the doctor already told you? They, a licensed professional, that tell you these are the warning labels that come with you making this decision to alter your body. I can't do that. Exactly. So ultimately, who am I to put my 2 cents in your life? As a person who cares, I'll be like, okay, I'm starting to notice that you, your ass and your calves ain't matching. You look like you might be a little overweight. Baby, we might need to talk about this. You can't keep pumping your stomach out and putting it in your ass. Like, you gonna die. You gonna break your spine. Like, I might give you some advice, like, if it gets to that point of dangerous, but minus that, no, I can't really tell you to do anything or tell you how to live your life or how to move about it. Just like when it comes to people in relationships, you can't sit here and say, oh, well, I can't be with no dude who ain't got no job. That's low vibrations. Honey, what if he's in between jobs? What if he is, you know, a lot of people in this platform on social media is so quick to tell you how to live and how to love. And the thing is, I have to say, one conversation me and my partner had about was, if you found out the formula of love, like, have you found out the formula of love? I was like, no, because the thing is, with love is different with each person. So you could sit here and say, oh, what may work for me is going to work for you too. No, what works for you. It may not work for them. Same when it comes to your eating habits, when it comes to your loving habits, when it comes to all that. So what makes works for you will work for you. It may not work for everyone else. For those people who go to self-help books and all this other stuff, I can tell you self-help books are good outlines and guides, but it may not work for you. But it will help you give an idea of what could possibly work for you.
Right.
So the thing is, like, even with these little fake gurus and these people, even with the tarot card readers, the people who are really bent on astrology, it was like, oh, well, you can't date XYZ sign. Okay, well, you can't date XYZ sign. You don't know if that's the truth. I just know certain personality traits. Like, they're like, oh, you can't be friends with a Gemini. I've just learned Gemini behaviors at this point in time. Y'all have very similar characteristic traits that I just can't deal with no more as I've gotten older. So ultimately, no, like, it's not about an astrology. It's just that y'all all have the same characteristic traits I can't deal with anymore. It's nothing to do with your sign. It's about your characteristic traits. So ultimately, it's just like, when it comes down to it, you should not let other people tell you how to live. You shouldn't live off of your, you know, pseudo celebrities. You shouldn't live off of based off of these social media influencers. You can't go off of what tarot cards are telling you, what astrology is telling you. You just have to live your life. Learn to live your fucking life. And I hate to say, as a person who literally took this whole episode to say, oh, you shouldn't take advice from nobody. You should just live your life. Again, that's essentially what this episode is about. Live your life. Don't let these people tell you how to live it. Tell,
they don't know your life. They don't know what you got going on.
Exactly. Now, even those people you tell, like, I could tell you guys this. My uncle and I, we talk about just about everything. And I mean, like, every fucking day. So my uncle knows just about everything about me. But everybody else I talk to knows surface level. So the thing is, what they think they may know is surface level. And at the end of the day, they have no jurisdiction, no ruling on how to deal with me. The only person who knows about you is you. If you don't know yourself, then you should not be seeking guidance from anyone else. These people, like, I can't. Okay, let me pull back on that a little bit. I don't want to be super hard on that, but look at it this way. When it comes down to it, there's some people out there that are good guides. Do they have all the answers? No. Because I don't have all the answers. Nobody has all the answers. Hell, I'm still seeking knowledge my damn self. But the thing is, they're good guides because you may not deal with a certain situation. So they're good resources to be like, okay, well, they went through this resource. This is how they deal with it. Okay, so I'm going through something similar. Maybe it might work in this equation. Unfortunately, life is not a math problem that is easily solved. It's not an easily solved equation. We are all different experiments going through our lives. So I think of it more like science, but science is still a math. So I'm one version of the experiment. You're another version of the experiment. What may work for me may not work for you. And we may be doing almost the damn same thing. And it may not work for either one of us. Or it may work for you, but not me. So the thing is, you can use those resources as guides, but don't be like, well, I followed her step exactly, but then you'd be disappointed when the outcome is not the same. So the thing is, there's a lot of bodybuilders out in this world. There's a lot of people who sit here and it's like, oh, I'm gonna bulk up and I'm gonna eat a lot of protein and this, that, and the other. And there's a lot of people who do the exact same thing that these bodybuilders are doing without the steroids and then still not get the same fucking results. So again, it's a good guide. But it's not a set in stone thing. That's like me going to my uncle and telling my uncle, well, because as a woman, you should live your life like this. And you're like, but I'm a man, though.
Because that's exactly how I would say it, too.
Because, I mean, like, who am I to tell you how to live your life? Like, I joke with you all the time talking about you need to settle down, but honestly, maybe you never want to settle down. Who am I to tell you to do that? Maybe you happy. Go ahead.
I'll settle down when the right person comes.
Exactly. And me, on the other hand, you telling me go live your life and be free. And I'm like, no, I'm ready to settle down. You like, bro, you been settled down. Sit your ass the fuck down or go out. Be outside sometime. But now that I'm in a relationship, you're like, nah, sit your ass back down. It's cool. I tried to dabble outside for like a brief moment. I opened my door and set foot on my patio. And then my uncle's like, all right, cool. You settled down. All right, cool. Sit your ass back in the house. I'm like, all right, cool.
Exactly.
I went to the patio.
And that's as far as it was going.
And that's as far as my body would allow me to go anyway. So.
Shit.
But the thing is, like, not everybody's built the same. And the thing is, like, people forget that sometimes. Like, we so conditioned to think that everybody's the same, and we're not. We're like snowflakes. And I hate to use that terminology because that terminology can definitely be misconstrued with all the definitions snowflakes have nowadays.
Exactly.
But we are all different. Not you are you, I'm me, they are they, and it's just that you can't sit here and expect people to be the fucking same to the point that the design is that it's going to work for everyone. If it could work for everyone, do you not think that everything would be fucking great by now? Cancer would be eradicated by now. STDs would be eradicated by now. Fucking mental health problems would be eradicated by now. Like, if we were all the fucking same, we wouldn't have the problems that we have right now. We would have it figured out.
I agree 100%.
So ultimately, like, we have to take ourselves away from the narrative of it being what it is. We have to get away from the idea and the misconception that it is that everything is going to work for everyone. It isn't. It's not. It really isn't. I have to sometimes remind myself that, you know, shit. The things that I've gone through my life and the things that I've overcome in my life, there's a lot of people in the world who has gone through the same thing, if not worse, and they are not on the same path. It's just that. And even those people who have tried to overchange and change their outcomes and still not on that same path. So it's just little things like that. Like, everybody's past is different, even if it may be similar.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
So the question I have for you is if you have friends like that who would sit here and every time you try to get like some new shoes and shit or get a new fit or spend a lot of money, they'd be like, nah, man, don't do that. That's low vibrations. And it's just making you happy. They sound like somebody who's miserable the motherfucking self. They just want you to be miserable with them. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. But for me, that right ear that it went in is just going to go right out the left. So
the thing is, you have to understand that not everybody has good intentions in mind. Because those people who sit here and they be like, oh, well, I'm looking out for your best interest. And, you know, if they look at our, like, your plate and my plate, which plate would they think is a queen's plate? I promise you, in some cultures, the one who had the bigger plate with a lot of food on it is considered a queen. In the motherland, in most Caribbean cultures, they love girls with a little bit of meat on their body.
And they don't know what a girl with some meat on her body.
Oh my God, that sounded very creepy. Don't ever do that ever again. But it's the truth. There is the truth. And the thing is, it's so funny. You talking about somebody who's low vibration, but what about women who want to get liposuctions and BBLs? Would that be considered somebody who has low vibrations?
That's a good question. That is a very good question.
Because that's women who don't care about their natural state, that they have to change it to fit a narrative, to fit in with society's version of beauty. Because at one point, you had to be a stick figure. You had to be a size 2 or a size 0 to be beautiful.
Yeah, that is true.
And the thing is, I just, as a person who's a spiritualist, I'm not a holier than thou type person like a lot of other spiritualists out in this world. There's a lot of people in social media that makes us look real, real bad, where they're just straight up like, oh, well, I'm a better person because I've stopped eating meat and I know my self-worth and I will not accept the bare minimum, blah, 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 blah. Okay, some people could only provide the bare minimum at that moment.
I agree.
Some people may be only, and the thing is, like, there's a lot of people out there that just literally are just using social media as a way to platform themselves. Like, a lot of these people who have that mentality to me, and I really hate to use that whole low vibrations, because again, this is the subject at hand. People like Coach Stormy and those people who are telling you how they're better than you, and it's not about cockiness or, you know, anything, but when you sit here and you degrade people to make yourself look better, I consider that to be low vibrations. I consider that to be a person who's not happy with themselves because you don't know how to stay in your own lane. As a person who is actually happy, you know how to stay the fuck out of your own lane. What she's doing to her body should not affect you to any way, shape, or form. Now, if she is harmfully doing something like consuming drugs, or if she's sitting here having sex with a lot of people who are STD ridden, or if she's popping out Plan B pills like it's no tomorrow, because that does have a very negative health effect on your body as women. If you are doing stuff like that, then yes, at that point you could put your 2 cents in because you're as a friend, but you can handle that on the sidebar where you're not publicly putting it on social media. Like, hey, I've just noticed that you're XYZing, and as a person who cares about you, I feel like you should know the health risk that you're putting yourself in. That's when you have that conversation. People are so quick to like, I'm spitting right now. Let me go ahead and record this and put it on social media, which is what Coach Stormy did, where she felt like she was spitting and she was speaking some truths, and social media is dragging her for it because it's not.
Yeah. And I don't understand why, you know, every single thing has to be put on social media anyways. Like, I'm a private person for the most part. A lot of stuff, like, you see how often I post on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It is very rare. If I put 10 things on social media in 1 year, that's an overkill.
Oh, I feel that. The only reason why, like, I use social media as much as I am is because I am a face. I am a model. I am a poet. I have to post a lot on social media. And the fact of being, I have a podcast, so I have to be on there a lot. But when it comes down to, like, my public life, like, my relationship, I don't need to post my relationship on social media. Like, people are aware I'm in a relationship. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But it's nobody's business what's going on in my relationship or what he looks like. Like, even when I did, I even told my partner, I was like, "Lo, I had to post up something talking about, like if I get X amount of response on this story, I'll do a boyfriend reveal." You know what I did? I posted a picture of his arm with my cat. You don't see his face. You don't see nothing. Like, unless you really go through every one of my friends and sit here and try to picture, let me see if we can figure out what tattoo goes to what person. Like, you would be digging. I have thousands of people following me. I would never tag him in shit. And I'm a firm believer that I got so many friends that anybody I post, you would have to guess who it is.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Okay. Because ultimately, at the end of the day that y'all see a picture of his face will be like, boom, we married. Congratulations. It'll be one measly post. And it would be one of those, it would be those like that ring one, the one where the ring's kind of in the face and it's more focused on the ring and the faces are in the background. That would be it.
Wow. That's the one right there.
That'd be the post. Like, that's the husband.
That's all everybody get.
Exactly. And then somebody would be like, "That's low vibrations." Nah, bruh. Like, low vibrations and y'all dictating what makes me happy. Like, get the fuck out my face.
Right. That's, you want to keep everybody at your business.
Because the thing is, like, I have to agree when it comes down to it. Like, when you post everything on social media, you allowing criticism to come in. Like, Coach Stormy doing this, she may have thought she was doing something. Which she did. All she did was just cause an uproar where people are just like, "What is low vibration plates?" And again, Black Twitter. I love Black Twitter like that. I love Twitter because it's my entertainment. Either I'm gonna get my smut on there, or I'm gonna get, like, you know, laughing at some stuff where people talk about, "What is the last thing?" What? All right, guys, let's talk about it real quick. What was the talk about the time that you fumbled some kitty cat? I was like, "Yo, this whole thing, this whole timeline." I was cracking up at the stories. I was like, "Yo." But that's just it. Like, you literally took this time to talk and, like, get people invested to listen to you talk about nonsense. It made perfect sense to you, but everybody's dragged you in the mud. Because who are you to tell me that the plate that I want to eat, because I'm the cousin that take that walk on holidays. Well, I can't anymore because I have a job that I can't smoke no more. But I was the cousin that will literally take that walk and come back high as a kite.
I'm glad you have a good job that won't let you do it.
And I don't want to lose my job, so I won't do it. But I miss those days. I will be that cousin that will literally, my plate will be loaded up worse than her plate. My plate will have the fucking mac and cheese and the stuffing on top of each other. And I would literally, that was me. That was me. Say, don't judge me, judge your mama.
You had a lot on your plate.
Literally. And when I ate pork, there will be a slab of pork on there with some a turkey breast, like, with some gravings. Like, it was bad.
Look at your slab. You making me hungry, shit.
My face, I'm drooling. I ain't even lying.
Shit. some food.
Shit, I'm ready for Thanksgiving, but still, I'm working, unfortunately. Right. I'm working, unfortunately. I'm going to cry in a corner. But when it comes down to it, like, that's where I'm at. Like, I honestly look at it as you can't sit here and judge a person. Like, some people can eat that type of food and not gain any weight. My brother is a fucking bottomless pit. That boy can literally put food away. And I'm like, where is it going? He's like, my stomach. I was like, where? There's a black hole there, isn't it? And then the thing is, like, that's just it. Like, it's some people out there who eat like that. And you telling them that they have a low vibration plate. Again, you don't know that person's situation, but she thought she was spinning. So, again, the moral of the motherfucking story, without being an asshole about it in life, just stay in your lane. What makes you happy makes you happy. Don't let nobody tell you how to live, when to do it, or anything. But if you really need guidance, seek guidance. Don't go to just one person, though. Make sure you have an equal balance. Think of it as fucking rock, paper, scissors, where you can't just easily just go, well, I won one time. No. Go to two different sources. Don't say, well, I went to so-and-so and they said this. No. Go to two different sources that have no connection to each other. Seek guidance. If you have a therapist, go to a therapist. If you have a partner and you feel comfortable going to a partner, go to your partner. Because your partner may know something you may not. You never know until you ask. But ultimately, when you seek counsel from people who can give you advice. Because believe me, I can go into a whole subject of do not seek guidance or counsel from somebody you would not want to switch places with. Like, a lot of people have been saying that a lot lately, and I kind of agree with a little bit to an extent, but some people have maybe in a hardship at that moment, and you don't know if they can give some good advice. They make that joke talking about, oh, the single people who are not in a relationship gives the best relationship advice. They do. I honestly agree. I concur. Because they know how to keep a they know how to be in a relationship, but they don't know how to keep them bitches. I don't know how the world that works, but apparently there's some logic behind that shit. Same with some people who have hardships. They had to fail and they learn from their failure. Because sometimes, honestly, those people who look like, oh, well, you never been in a stable relationship and get the best advice, because they fail and they're learning from their failure. And some people don't know how to take their own advice. So it's not saying
can't take their own advice.
That part. But the thing is, it's just like you have to kind of look at it when it comes to counseling, though. Just don't automatically just say, well, I wouldn't want to switch places with them. Sometimes taking advice from some of those people is some of the best advice you'll ever get. So when it comes down to it, seek counsel when it comes to things in your life if you really need guidance. Minus that, stay in your lane. Don't let nobody dictate or tell you how to live your life. And don't sit here and tell nobody how to live their life. If they sit here and they don't ask for your advice, don't give them your advice. And that's just it. Now, at the end of the day, if somebody's sitting here telling me, oh, I'm going through X, Y, Z, this, that, and the other, and I'm like, can I give you some advice? I even ask. I'm like, can I give you some advice? And if they say yes, then that's when I give it. If they say no, then I just leave it alone. I just let them continue venting.
As you should.
Because ultimately, they gonna fall in their ass. Now, there's some people I do kind of intervene and I kind of give advice to. Like these people who just kind of keep going through the same scenario over and over and over again. They're basically, you know, going through insanity, which is insanity is doing the same action over and over and over again and expecting different results. Then I'm like, exactly. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna give you some advice real quick. So this is what you need to do. You don't have to take it, but I'm going to give it to you. It's free. It's a gift. And either they'll appreciate it or they don't. Because I'm like, I'm tired of seeing you struggle. And because as a person who cares about you, I don't want to see you continue struggling. And it has, again, it's something, for me to get to that point, it has to be something that is literally harming them mentally, emotionally, financially. Not something where it's like food. I'm really not about to get on you about no food. If you're in an abusive relationship, or if you're in a situation that is affecting your mental health, by all means, I'm going to always give advice. But if it's something like food like that, nah, I'm going to leave you alone. Because if that food is making you happy, that might be your self-care day. That might be the day you love. You know what? I'm going to cheat today. I'm going to eat a whole plate of barbecue today. Who am I to tell you not to do that? Me too. I'm going to be with you eating the same low vibration plate together. We're going to sit here and be eating the fuck out of a burger. Like, skipping.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I keep trying to tell people I am healing, not healed, baby. But the thing is, like, honestly, I tell people out of love, like, I tell you guys out of love and out of a safe place that it is definitely not my way to tell you what is okay and what's not okay. If you're not okay, then you're not okay. But if it makes you happy, that's what's going to make you happy. And I want you to be happy always. If that plate of food's going to make you happy, I'm going to make sure it is. Now, if you in a toxic relationship where you in an abusive mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, or even financially situation, and you may think it makes you happy, that's when I might intervene. I'm like, nah, baby, you need to get out. But if you keep going back to them, I'm going to stop giving you advice. Because at that point, it's just, it's an endless cycle for me. Because I'm keep giving you advice to get out, and you don't want to take it. So, certain things like that, I will intervene. But if it makes you happy, who am I to tell you not to do it? That's just it. Point blank, period. But, Unc, do you have any closing statements today? Uh-oh. I lost my uncle. Ladies and gents, we have lost him for the day. I think he done hung up because he doesn't care about us. He doesn't care. I'm going to go ahead and ask this question again. Unc, do you have any closing statements for us?
Say what?
You have any closing statements for us?
No, I have no closing statements for us. I just want to, you know, thank everybody for listening and hope everybody enjoyed everything that we had to say. And that's pretty much about it.
Oh, you had me talking the whole entire episode, but I think you tired today. It's all right.
I am, because I talked way more last episode.
Ah, I got you. I got you. All right, guys. And again, if you weren't aware, there's a sponsor now. The Stoned Dragon. That's Stella Witch on IG, aka also TikTok, as well as Facebook. She is the owner of the Stoned Dragon. She is a very beautiful, wonderful witch. She does tarot card reading. She also do handcrafted jewelry with handcrafted stones based off of the things that you need. She is our sponsor. She is now one of the only sponsors as of right now. We're going to slowly but surely be getting some other stuff. I actually been told by a few other places when I went to TwitchCon that they're going to try to consider sponsoring future episodes about mental health and suicide awareness. But as of right now, we have that Stella Witch as the sponsor going forward. She is one of my friends. She's one of my biggest supporters. Also, guys, you can also support me by following the Patreon in the link below. That also helps us make sure that we continue pushing out episodes for you guys every second and fourth Sundays of every single month. Also give us an opportunity to get new equipment, also be able to travel and actually physically be in each other's presence, because my uncle is in the Midwest and I am in the East Coast, but we still make it do what it do for you guys. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're definitely right.
And you guys know that we do try to create a safe space. We try to make sure that you guys laugh and as well as be educated and everything else like that. We also do care about your hydration. We care about you being happy. We care about your mental. And we hope that you guys are okay. And if you're not okay, we just want to be a friendly reminder that it is okay to not be okay. Self-love is the best love, and self-care is the best care. And we will see you guys next month. Hopefully, I can get my uncle on another two episodes next month. If not, it'll be just me. But other than that, peace, love, and quote-unquote hair grease. I haven't said that shit in a good minute. But I hope that made you guys laugh in case you're having a bad day. And just remember, I am healing, not healed. And mental health is a revolving door. That is something that my uncle has said in a previous episode. So I'm going to try to get him to start saying that more often. That mental health is a revolving door. Just as long as you keep going, that's all you really need. All right, bye from me and bye from my uncle. Bye, guys.